I will say Simon Shinmem Aleph is one of the, in some ways, most lumdisha simonim in Hilchos Avelos. It's also very practical, unfortunately. It's the shaila of what's ordinarily called Hilchos Aninus. Rav Soloveitchik, however, is quoted as saying, it's, I believe, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, that Aninus is a misnomer. Aninus is a din d'oraisa, that an onen is aser lechol b'kodshim. The din of aninus min ha-toira is yom rishon, bein lifnei kavura, bein la'achar kavura. That's the din d'oraisa, that an onen can't eat kodshim on yom rishon after the petira, both before and after the kavura. What we're talking about now is a halacha that's called Misha Mesel Mutal Lefanov, right? That when a person has his mace in front of him, so there is a halacha that appears in Brachas Hotzei Yud Zayin and elsewhere that Misha Mesel Mutal Lefanov is usher to eat in the presence of the mace and is usher to be Mekayim mitzvos, etc. That is the sugya that we're talking about. The Yerushalmi that Tosfos over there in Brachos Yud Zayin quotes. The Yerushalmi first learns from a pasuk that Yemei Chayecha means that there are Yomim Shata Osek Behem B'chayim, Velo Yomim Shata Osek Behem B'meisim, meaning that on days that you are being Osek in the mace, so you are not supposed to do mitzvahs. Right, Yemei Chayecha, Yom Shata Osek Behem B'Chayim. Then the Yerushalmi though gives two reasons. One reason is She'ein Lo Mi She'yisa Masa'o. The Cheshbin is that the Iser Mitzvah is because someone has to take care of the Nifter. Ein Lo Mi She'yisa Masa'o. No one's going to carry it for you. The alternative Mahalach in the Yerushalmi is Mishum Klod Shamis. So these are the two approaches that are found in the Tosfos on Daf Yud Zayin, two Mahalchim, which seem to be explaining a pasuk. There is a third Mahalach that Rav Soloveitchik said, it's in the Sefer Mikninei HaRav, which is more like a Hashgafic approach. The third Mahalach is that the reason why you don't, why you're potter from mitzvahs is because you don't have the din of a bar das anymore. The way Rav Soloveitchik said it is that das means not just knowledge, das means izun, das means balance. A person is never completely happy nor completely sad. There's always a degree of izun. At your chasana, you break a cup of, you break a glass to show that we don't get completely carried away. A katan is potter from mitzvahs, Rav Soloveitchik explained, because a katan does not have that same izun, does not have that same balance. When the little kid gets happy, he's mamish, flying from the roof, like jumping off of the rafters. When a kid is sad, the kid is like completely depressed, totally distressed. It could be that the definition of das, a bar das, is somebody who has that balance between simcha and itzavon, between joy and sadness. A katan does not have that balance. And it could be that bizman shemeso mutalafonov, you have the din of a katan, and therefore you do not have to do mitzvahs because you're considered a katan. That's what Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying in the Sefer Mipnei HaRav. It's hashgafa, it's a nice drasha, but it's not the pashtus. The pashtus, of course, is the two reasons are quoted in the Tosfos, b'shem Yerushalmi, either ein lo mi she'yisa masa'oi, or because of kvodo shomeis. Now, there are many nafgaminas between these two reasons, but before we get there, we have to explain what ein lo mi she'yisa masa'o means. The Pashtus is that Ein Lo Mi She'yisa Masa'o is an extension of the din of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. The individual who has Meis HaMotzeh Lefanav has a chiyuv of Kavura on that Meis. Osek B'mitzvah is Patur Min HaMitzvah. So therefore, you don't do the mitzvahs. Because you're osek in one mitzvah already. And even if I'm not osek physically in the mitzvah, but the Gemara in Sukkah has a din that a chazan, Gemara in a few places, but we'll just choose a sugya in Sukkah, like on Chaf Hei, a chazan is exempt from Kriyishma because of what the Gemara calls tiered in the mitzvah. Meaning, even if I'm not actively involved in Asek HaMitzvah, but tiered in the mitzvah means that ich bin vertracht, right? I'm totally thinking, absorbed by it, and I'm absorbed by a davar shel mitzvah, unlike a person shetavas v'naso bayam, that the person is completely fatrach, but he's fatrach in the davar shel rishus. A chasin is pater from mitzvahs because the chasin is fatrach in an inyan of mitzvah. It could be that the din of eino misha yisa masa'o means that the oni, or what we call the oni, is pater from asiyas ha-mitzvos because it is like osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, not necessarily osek b'mitzvah in the sense of actively involved, but osek b'mitzvah in the sense of being like a chassan, that you're being fatracht. Mr. Morel, how are you?
Rashi and Sukkah says that
Rashi and Sukkah has, right, Rashi and Sukkah, that line is like so much against Judaism. It's
Mamish.
That Rashi is like so schwer. Rashi writes again, the Gemara says that an avel should be kind of that's the lashon of the Gemara, right? So Rashi says means like, you know, just go through the actions and don't be sad, etc. That's like, I mean, forget being against Rasalovichic Judaism, like you said. I think practically speaking, it's not shayach to understand that idea. Like, again, Baruch Hashem, I haven't been through this in life, but my understanding is that like when it's when you mamish in Avelos, it's like, you can't just say, oh, be happy. You can't slap the guy and like, okay, it's not going to work. Right? So that Rashi is very difficult. So yes, Rashi says what you say he says, but no, I'm not going to deal with it because it's a shver Rashi. Fair? So Rashi in Brachos holds that the reason why an einin is potter from mitzvahs is because of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, and we're explaining that's because of the other type of osek b'mitzvah, the type of osek b'mitzvah in the sense of that you're fatracht, that you're completely absorbed in doing the mitzvah. The mahalach of kvodo shomeis is a little different. The mahalach of kvodo shomeis means that it's not appropriate to do mitzvahs because it's an insult to the nifter. It's not bakovedik for the mace that I'm going to go and I'm going to start shaking my lulav or whatever, that's a cholam oleid. I'm not going to go and do my mitzvahs because I should be osik v'kvodo shemeis, and that's it. To do any other thing is on some level an insult to the mace. It's a term similar to what the Gemara calls lo eg l'rash there in Brachos Yud Zayin Yud Ches. Lo eg l'rash in the sense of you're insulting the mace when you do certain activities. You're insulting the mace if I say like nena nekishkish, I am doing a mitzvah in your presence. I have my tzitzis out, right? And haha, I can do mitzvahs. You can't do mitzvahs. This is an idea of layeg l'rash, an idea of insulting the nifter more than just the fun of. It's an idea that any mitzvah I do insults the nifter because I should be doing only the stuff for the mace. We kind of give the mace, we personify the mace, as it were. Again, we're not taking away his personhood, but we're viewing the mace like the mace understands what's going on, and the mace is insulted because I am doing mitzvahs. It's a chisaron in kvodo shel mace. Mr. Pellet Schwartz.
I feel like the
Can I just ask you to speak louder?
Yeah, I feel like the lo eg l'rash and
are two different ideas of just how to combine into one. One is like you want to doing anything other than helping this mate with anything they need is not, you know, not doing what you're supposed to do. And the other is sort of making fun of them by doing positive other options.
So I'm saying it in the sense of making fun, because I think if I say the first possibility that you presented, it's very similar to the Osek B'mitzvah possibility. I'm trying to set up this chakira, again, not lukrach. It's entirely possible that there is not such a big difference between the pshat of Eino Mishi Yisa Maso'o and the pshat of Kvodo Shamesa Yerushalmi has, but like sometimes you have to give shir in life. And when you have to give shir, you need a chakira that has two possibilities and you set up nafkaminas. So yeah, you're right. I mean, if I'd be truly honest, I'd have to go through all the different shitas and rishonim and try to figure out whether there is actual difference between them. But I'm inclined to try to give shir. This is how I earn the salary. So therefore, we're saying it like this. I think there is value in presenting the two possibilities, even if they are not absolute. Rabbi Rosenzweig would probably give the shir. He'd present the two possibilities, may or may not give nafkaminas, and then present a few different variations and shades of the gray area between them. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to present the two possibilities and the nafkaminas. Now, much of what I'm saying, by the way, my Talmud, Rabbi Eliav Silverman, wrote a sefer called Meshiv Nefesh. I think he wrote the sefer when his mother was Nifteres, and it's basically on smicha topics, Shabbos, Nida, and Avelos. He has a second volume on Yerideya. So he presents this chakira the way we presented it, and he gives the nafgaminas, and we'll try to develop what he has. And what I'm doing is, the guys who have been in my shir previously understand that my goal is not to present MS, my goal is to present Yafa. Right? In other words, you finish Kriya Shema, you say MS, then B'yatzev V'nachayin, you get to Yafa. I'm not presenting MS in the sense of these nafgaminas are not necessarily true. Mr. Pelle Schwartz pointed out maybe there's a lot of wiggle room between them. Absolutely. But this is just a way of structuring the sugya, which I think is helpful. That's what I'll say. There is a discussion in the Achronim about whether the din of being potter from mitzvahs, is that a din d'oraisa, or that's a din d'rabbanan. The Yerushalmi begins by saying, yimei chayecha, yom shat osek b'mekayim, not yom shat osek b'mesim, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's a din d'oraisa. Very often we quote psukim and it's an asmach d'ba'alma. So lav dafka, is that proof? However, l'cha'ayra, one could argue that this chakira is totally in the shayla whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. If the din is out osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, that's a category which is clearly d'oraisa. The Gemara in Sukkah learns it from Sukkim, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, b'lechtecha v'aderech, your sa'os in the Rishonim, which one I'm learning from. But the point is, osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah is clearly a din d'oraisa. If, however, the cheshbin is based on kvodo shomeis, the way we're understanding it, that's an insult to the nifter. So is it really an insult to the nifter on the level of d'oraisa? Lav dafka, right? I would say that the pasuk mishum kvodo shomeis might be a possibility only that it's drabonon. Similarly, there's a discussion in the Achrayim about you know, an onim or a meso mutal lefanav who is exempt from mitzvahs, what's the scope of the mitzvahs that I'm exempt from? So it seems muskam lakol that you are only exempt from mitzvahs aseh, you're not exempt from mitzvahs ol aseh. The Pesachei Truvan Os Zayin points out that it's a davar pashut that you can't say that because it's meso mutal lefanav if you're allowed to eat a cheeseburger, right? That is still going to be usher, not shy. The question, though, is how am I magdir mitzvahs asay versus how am I magdir mitzvahs losa asay? We have a number of questions. Is a onain, for example, so you're allowed to eat. You're not supposed to eat. But Fnei HaMeis will talk about that in a few minutes. But the onin is allowed to eat. You're only allowed to eat, by the way, you can't be mesa va'ochal. I think people make a mistake when they're eating them. You're not really supposed to sit down at a meal. You're supposed to eat like on the fly, like eat the sandwich while you're walking. Right? Don't sit down. Do you wash netilas yadayim? So the Piskei Teshuva quotes that you wash netilas yadayim, but without a bracha. No? Why do you wash netilas yadayim? You wash netilas yadayim because the assumption is that netilas yadayim is an isser to eat bread without netilas yadayim. Right? Just like as an onen, you're not allowed to violate lavin, you're also not allowed to eat pas without netilas yadayim. That is going to be usser. One could have argued that netilas yadayim is a mitzvah, not an isser. The assumption is that netilas yadayim is considered some sort of isser. Mr. Ackerman, is that a hand up?
Yeah, I was just going to ask then, what about, I guess there's a concept of like when someone eats without making a bracha, isn't that also maybe considered a lo sasein?
In his Shuvas Milcha Shalom, I didn't look up the Marim Makim. The Gemara in Bracha Staf Lamed Hey says that if you eat without a bracha, it's ke'ilu ma'al. It sounds like it's like a din of gezel. Right? The fact is, what's the heter for an onen to eat without a bracha if it's like a zela? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that certain times the iser is an extension of the mitzvah. Because I have a chiyuv to make a bracha, consequently, it's usser to eat without a bracha. But the trigger for that whole conversation is the mitzvah. Memelan onen has no mitzvah, so there is no iser. But now we're kind of getting what? The kolbo takapas that you have to make a bracha. I wrote something about this a number of years ago. That's correct. He assumes, and I think there is a Rash Mishans in Maseches Demai who says that also, that you have to make a bracha as an onen, meaning that there's fundamentally an iser. But big adol, right, there's an exemption from mitzvahs, not from isurim. Sometimes, though, we get involved in sticky situations. We get involved in a iser that's an extension of a mitzvah, like what we spoke about by Netilas Yadayim, but we'll talk about it, let's say, differently. So the Einein is not supposed to give staka, right? Staka is a mitzvah. But the Taisvit, but the Psukim say, Lo sikbot es yadcha me achicha ha'evyon. You can't not give tzedakah, right? So then, which one is it, right? So Taisus or the Ramban on Daf Lamed Daled in Kiddushin, Taisus over there is bothered by a shayla about why do we have to say that certain things are nashim or chayavos because it's a mitzvah to say shelo hazman grama shiluach hakein, etc. So Tosfos works on situations where you can have an asay without a lav. The Ramban has a fundamental yisod there in Daf Lamed Daled in Kiddushin that many times these lavin are just to be mekayim the asay. The lav of lo tikbotes yodcha is the Torah's way of saying v'mekayim na'aseh. Therefore, for example, we could understand by osek v'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, the Gemara says clearly applies to the mitzvah of tzedakah, right? The paradigmatic case of osek v'mitzvah is that I am being osek in an aveda. I'm, let's say, taking that aveda, I'm flipping it up and down so it doesn't get all ruined. And at that moment, the ani comes by and there's a din of pruta d'Rav Yosef. Right? There's a halacha that I'm pater from tzedakah. How am I pater from tzedakah? Right? Because I'm Isaac Mitzvah, what lumdus is that I'm pater from a lav? The answer is that certain times the lav is there to be mekayim the asay. Right? Now, I have other questions also about what is a lav and what is an asay. I could question what we call an iser asay. Now, the din of Shabbason is the Torah's way of saying rest, right? Rest, well, Shabbos, right? The Ramban is famous about the asay of Shabbaton, Yom Kippurim, But is that a mitzvah essay or is that an iser essay? Is the key of a Shabbaton that I don't violate those things which are, is the key of a Shabbaton that I don't violate these things which are, what's it called, which are malachos, etc., which go against the Torah's definition of resting? If I'm talking about osek b'mitzvah, pater minha mitzvah, so then I really have to work very carefully in terms of the scope of mitzvahs that I am pater from. The question as to whether it's whether it applies to lav and there to mekayim the asay, does it apply to an asay that is what we would call an iser asay? Does it apply to a lav, which is a lav that is b'shev v'altaseh? Most often a lav in the Torah means don't do this. Don't actively do this. Sometimes you have a lav b'shev v'altaseh. For example, only chametz on Pesach. No? Bayira bayimatzeh. Again, the pashtus is that it's a lav b'shev v'altaseh, that one line in the Rambam, notwithstanding about how you get malchus if you're kona chametz on Pesach, but it's a lav b'shev v'altaseh. That's the pashtus. I have a mitzvah called bedikas chametz. The mitzvah bedikas chametz, mitzvah derabbanon, although according to many there are situations that could be it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is so that I don't violate that lav of v'yera'eh v'yimatzeh. Let's say you're an onen bizman bedikas chametz. Do I say that what? Do I say that you're mechayev to do both, to be both a chametz or not? So there's a discussion that's based in one of these Piskei Tshuvas over here. Piskei Tshuvas here, mamish, very important. Sifkat and Vav. The Tshuvas based, Yehuda says, an onen is potter from bedikas chametz. Someone else should do the bedika for him. The tshuva may ahava. That's the main talmud of the Nai of Yehuda says that the minig is that the onen is makne chelko l'shutfo. Right, the Einain is allowed to sell his chelek, or should sell his chelek, because you can't be mamana a shaliach. So you can just sell the chelek so that the partner does the bedikas chametz. The basic point that we're getting at is that you could have all these conversations and all these lumdisha questions about what is the scope of p'tur by an onen. If I'm working within the dinim of osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, it's much easier to have these conversations. If I'm working within the dinim of kvod el shomeis, so l'cha'ira, whenever I am being mekayim a mitzvah, right, so that is a chisarin in kvod el shomeis, providing, presumably, that the mitzvah I'm being mekayim is a mitzvah that the nifter would be insulted by. Let me give an example. Last night, someone asked me a shaila about Sfiras HaOmer, whatever it was. So I pulled up, opened the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura over there quotes a tshuva in the Bir Halacha and Tav Pei Tes. He quotes a tshuva from the Nai Bihu that's also referenced here in the Piskei Tshuvas. Does an onen count Sfiras HaOmer? Right? The din is that if you miss one day of Sfira, so you can't count with a bracha again. Right? That's what we assume. Does an onen count Sfiras HaOmer? So, the Nai Yehuda writes, and his opinion, you could be so meich on the shita of Rashi. Rashi holds that an onen, if he wants to do mitzvos, can. So you could be so meich on the shita of Rashi, combined with the fact, he says, that this might not be a chesaron in kvod el shomeis, because if you just say like one sentence, hayom shmonasei yom la'omer, right? What is it? Shom elsa yom sheim shnei shavuos aber yomim la'omer. Right? That's the whole sentence. So, like, how is that lack in kvod el shomeis? It's like one sentence. What's the big deal? You say it kil achar yad. To make a bracha is worse, because a bracha involves vitzivanu, and I'm talking not mitzvah. But to just do a mitzvah that takes 1 second, the Nei of Yehuda tainas that is what's it called? That you should count Sfiras HaOmer without a bracha so that you're able to count again in future nights. Obviously, Nai Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Kavura is going to be the same day and you can count the Sfira after the Kavura, you won't miss a complete day. So then count the sphere after the kavura, right? We paskin that you don't mess up your sphere count with one day. Again, these shilas all relate to the question, l'cha'ayra, if it's osek b'mitzvah, there's no reason why osek b'mitzvah should be potter from something like Svira. If it's out kvodo shomeis, yesh lachkar, what are the boundaries of kvodo shomeis? Rashi's shita is that a onen, if he wants to do a mitzvah, can do a mitzvah. Now, some say that this is because Rashi's saying that the din of onen is based on osek b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. As a result, you can do a mitzvah if you want to, as opposed to if it's mishum kvodo shomeis, it would be usur to do the mitzvah. And that's why the Baalei HaTosfos argue on Rashi. I don't think this is necessarily correct, because I'll tell you that the Ritva there in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei says that Osek B'mitzvah is Usur L'kayim Isa Mitzvah, because the mitzvah number two is like a Dvar HaRashos, and it's Usur to do a Dvar HaRashos when I have a Chiyuv. So that's the famous Shita of the Ritva, that Osek B'mitzvah is Usur L'kayim Isa Mitzvah. If you want to say that Rashi says that look, if you want to be Mekayim Mitzvah, you can. So you could say that what Rashi holds is that it's Osek B'mitzvah, and Rashi's arguing on the Ritva, right? If you want to say the Shtikl Torah and be accurate. Osek B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah verse is the din of Kvod HaShomeis also might apply to two cases where there might not really be Kvod HaShomeis. There's a discussion that we'll have in Shin Mem Hei, about someone who's ma'abed es atzmo l'das. If a person commits suicide, so may ikar hadin, there is no kavod for the mace. So if it's mishum kvod shomeis, there'd be no p'tor of mitzvahs by a ma'abed es atzmo l'das. But we paskin that ma'abed es atzmo l'das is a mitzvah of kavura. Right, so this should be totally in that hakira as well. There's a shayla that I had years ago. It was like unfortunate. We lost a baby. So the question was, is there a din of aninos on a? Is there a din of aninos? So a nefil. Is there a din of aninos on a nefil? So that's a discussion over here in the. In the chiddush of Reb Kiva Eger, so I've got an aleph. Meislo ben Toich Lamed, right? So he quotes that the Yerushalmi says there's no din of an onin. That's what the Dvar Moshe writes. But the Bach and the Birkei Yosef, the Tiferes Moshe are a mesupik ozeh. And they say that you should be machmir to aser baser v'yayin, but to be potter from mitzvahs you shouldn't do. Now, this l'cha'ora is totally in the same question. Is there an inyan of kavura on a nefel? Machlokes in the Magen Avram and Tavkuf Chavav, between the Magen Avram and the Hagos Maimoni, whether there is kavura on a nefel. The Gemara at the beginning of Psachim and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about that there was like a bar that they threw the nefel into, and there was a kohen, Shodeh. He bent over the bar. He was mitame. You're not allowed to be mitame to a nefel, etc. Does that Gemara prove that there is no chiyuv of kavura on a nefel? Or do we assume that there is a chiyuv of kavura? Again, when I'm talking about nefel, it's not necessary. Like my case was not that the baby was alive and the baby died. It was like a late-term pregnancy that ends. So in that case, is there a chiyuv of kavura or not? Machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Gos Maimoni. Our practice is that we do a kavura once the baby is midterm, at least like past the fifth month, we do a kavura. If you hold that the reason why an einin is pater from mitzvahs is mishum kvodo shomeis, so chayre there's no kvodo shomeis. But if you hold that there is a p'tur because of osek b'mitzvah pater min hamitzvah, and you're osek in the kavura, so then l'cha'ora, you should be pater from mitzvahs also. However, practically speaking, in that case, there would be no ptur for mitzvahs because of the other cheshbin that it says in Shulchan Aruch that once it's nimsar al kasofim, once you give the nifter over to let's say the chevra kadisha, if you're not involved in the chevra kadisha at all, so then the ptur mitzvahs does not apply, right? Then you're chayiv in mitzvahs. So in that case, again, like you're not really involved in it. The chevra kadisha takes care of the baby, etc. You're totally not involved. You don't even know until like a few days later. The chevra says, by the way, we buried it like a couple of days ago, whatever it is, or we buried it today, this morning. You don't know until after the kavura. So l'cha'ira, there should for sure be no inyan of p'tur min ha-mitzvah. It happens, I knew beforehand when it would be buried. Mezisi bashahi, I did not eat meat or drink wine that day. Not so difficult. You could get by with eating milk. It also could happen in life. And again, but you do mitzvahs. I was in yeshiva, you do mitzvahs, I learned, etc. Because I think that is the maskuna of the Reb Kiva Eger. But bigadol, this issue should be totally in the chakira, again, assuming that there really is a chakira and there are two diametric possibilities. There was a story with the Rabbi Nutam. The Rabbi Nutam's sister, who was the mother of the Re Baal HaTosfos, the Rabbi Nutam's sister was Nifteres, and the Rabbi Nutam is in a different city, and the Rabbi Nutam ate meat and drank wine because he says, listen, my sister has a husband is mechuyev to bury his wife, so I'm not mechuyev to bury her. So Rabbi Nutam ate meat and drank wine. The way the Rishonim present it, if you look in many Rishonim, the Ramban in Torah Sa'odah, page 72, 73, presents this whole discussion. Some of it is in the Rush, some of it's in the Balei HaTosfos. You have a more full discussion, I think, in the Ramban over there, that they're mesupik as to whether the Rabbi Nutam would have eaten meat and drunk wine if he would have been in the same city, right? It says that Rabbi Nutam's in a different city. That's the Rabbi Nutam lived in Ramaro, and I think his sister lived in Dampierre. I think it's like a stone's throw away. That's my understanding. It's like Mamesh, very close by. Rabbi Nutam is in a different town than his sister was. So would he have been potter had he been in the same town? Now, l'cha'era, one could bigadol say that the Rabbi Nutam exempted himself from... The Rabbi Nutam ate meat and drank wine because he felt that the ptur is based on Isaac the mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. But if the ptur would have been based on Foido Shomes, so then Rabbi Nutam would have not drunk meat and eat wine. Of course, like, there's a lot of room to distinguish and say, no, maybe when you're in a different city, there's no Foido Shomes. There's also room to distinguish as follows, that the way the Rishonim quote the Rabbi Nutam says that the Rabbi Nutam ate meat and drank wine. Did the Rabbi Nutam also do mitzvahs or not? It's possible to say, although it doesn't seem so likely, it's possible to say that the Rabbi Nutam did not do mitzvahs, even though he ate meat and drank wine. And that might be because eating meat and drinking wine as an onein is a different cheshbin than not doing mitzvahs. Eating meat and drinking wine, the Rashba writes, the Ritva writes, is because shema yimashich. Maybe you're going to get caught up in the eating of the meat and the drink of the wine, and then for that, for that reason, you'll be caught up, so therefore you won't bury the nifter. You're going to be mamish drunk, you won't bury the nifter, something like that. The chiyuv of mitzvahs could be out kvodo shomeis, and one could argue there's kvodo shomeis even in a different city that's a pasnish. That's like insulting the nifter if you are being osek in mitzvahs when you have a mace right there. So it could be that what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that I drank wine, I ate meat, because I have no chi of kavura, because my sister had a husband. And eating meat and drinking wine is taka because I'm worried you're not going to bury the nifter, because that's worried shemini mashech. But one could argue that the p'tur mi mitzvahs is based on kavod shomeis, and perhaps kavod shomeis also exists in a different city. Most rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Torah quotes the lashon of his father, the Rush, that Rabbeinu Tam is saying a svara chalusha uklusha, right? Mamish a shvacha, difficult svara. That's the lashon of the Rush. Comes along Bach, and then Bach jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and the Bach says, svara chalusha uklusha? No, absolutely not. The Rabbeinu Tam is 100% right, because zok the Bach, Rabbeinu Tam was in a different city. Had Rabbeinu Tam been in the same city, Hitaka would have been Noyeg Avelos, would have been Noyeg Aninos entirely. But because Rabbeinu Tam's in a different city, that's why he wasn't Noheg. And therefore, the Bach Tainas, we should paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam when you're in a different city. Shulchan Aruch writes, right, even if you're Be'ir Acheres, there is a Ptur Mimitzvahs. Shach Sifkatin Hey writes, Mashma, that the implication of Shulchan Aruch is Afilu Yesh Mishi is Askel Imo Be'iro, Shemes, Be'iro Shemes, there still is a din of Onain, Vahainu Kedas Harosh, Shecholik a Rabbeinu Tam, and the Torah quotes it, but the Bach Paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam when you're in a different city, and the implication of the Shach in Sifkatin Hay is that he Paskins like the Bach also, which means that you are Chayiv in mitzvahs. Again, we're not distinguishing between mitzvahs and drinking wine, that you Chayiv in mitzvahs if you have a relative was going to take care of the nifter in the city where that person was nifter, but you are in a different city, so then you are going to be chayiv in mitzvahs. That seems to be the way the Shach says it, against the Pashas and the Shulchan Aruch, whether your putter, etc. In that case, you're in a different town and you have Misha Yisa Maso. Another potential nafkamina, I don't know if you're keeping, yes.
Of course, I learned
nowadays
because she would get on the plane and
then. You could get on the plane and then what?
Take care of the kavura.
If I am getting on the plane and taking care of the kavura, one could argue that in that case I'm like an osek. However, one could argue that if you are mamish, not going to do that, like, so then you're totally potter, no? It might depend on the situation. For example, let me just finish up the discussion in the Noida Yehuda, the din of Nimsal Kasofim, right? That you lose, or the status of Aninus ends once you hand the body over to the Chevra Kadisha. So the Noida Yehuda writes that you only lose your din of Aninus when you hand the body over to the Chevra Kadisha if you are not going with the Chevra Kadisha to the Kvura. But if you hand the body over to the Chevra Kadisha and you go with the Chevra Kadisha to the Kavura, even though you are not really responsible for the Kavura because the Chevra is taking care of it, you are still exempt from mitzvahs. That's what the that's what Noid Yehuda says. I believe the Piskei Tshuva quotes it in Sifkatin Chaf Aleph, etc. In the tshuva of the tshuva me'ahava, who's the main Talmud of the Noida Yehuda, he's mamish buried next to the Noida Yehuda. The tshuva me'ahava writes that although my Rebbe, the Noida Yehuda, says that if you are nimsar lakasofim and you go with them, you are going to be chayiv in mitzvahs because you might get involved. Nonetheless, the Beis Din in Prague made a chayrim that you should not fully be nimsar lakasofim if you're going with them. Because not, you shouldn't get involved in the Shaila. That's what, and Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolius quotes this in his Hilchos Aninos in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, that issue should depend on this Chachira. You are not Oseg in the mace because the Chevra Kadisha is doing it, but the fact that you are going with them indicates that it would be an insult to Kvod HaShameis if you are doing mitzvahs on the way to the kavura of your relative. Right? This big adol depends on that hakira, which is similar to the question that you addressed. One of the modern shilas that comes up that's related to this is if a person is bringing their mace to Eretz Yisrael for the kavura, and the nifter is in the in the cargo hold. So l'cha'era, for those couple of hours on the plane, you're not osake in the mace at all, no? But there might still be an iser mishum kvayd hashameis if you do mitzvahs. The minig is that people don't do mitzvahs at all when they're on the airplane. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that you should. Once you're not being osek b'tzarchei hameis, so then you should do mitzvahs. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also writes that you should say kriya shema shel hamita if you are going to bed before the kavura. So you're not going to be osek b'tzarchei hameis because you're going to sleep. So therefore you should say kriya shema shel hamita at that point. Most, right, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, aninus is like this funny thing. It's like a switch. You turn it on, you turn it off, you turn it on, you turn it off. It's like very strange. I think most poskim assume that you're putter the entire time. That's what Chacham Ovadia writes in the Chazon Ovadia, whatever. I have the page written down somewhere, but it's there. When I gave this share a number of years ago, so one of my Talmidim, I believe it was Rabbi Yaakov Grun, made this ha'ara. Then he said, well, no, who says you're not osek b'tzarchei hameis when you're on the airplane? If you ask people, what are they doing on the airplane? They end up writing the hespit usually on the airplane. They're osek b'tzarchei hameis. You're going to bed. Who says you're not osek b'tzarchei hameis? I'm going to bed. I'm going to get a phone call. You think I'm not going to get out of bed to take care of it? Right? Of course you are. So l'cha'ora, you are osek b'tzarchei hameis. Again, Reb Shlomo Zalman assumes that you have to say kriya shema shel hamita, etc. But I think most disagree with Reb Shlomo Zalman because not just that they fundamentally hold it's a din in kvod hashameis, but it could be that you're still called an osek b'mitzvah in the sense that you could do a mitzvah, you might be doing a mitzvah, something along those lines. So these are the basic nafgaminas between osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah is the reason why you're pater from mitzvahs, or based on kvod hashameis. There are other dinim when meis ha-mutar lefanav, when the nifter is there, which are not really based on either of these reasons. The din of that Shulchan Aruch begins with, misha meis l'meis, right, kodem kvura, ocha b'bayis acher, you're not allowed to eat in front of the nifter. Now, there's no mitzvah involved in eating, no? And is it a chisarin in the kvod hashameis? Yesh lodum, it could be it's an iser in the kvod hashameis if I do a mitzvah, but is there a chisarin in kvod hashameis if I... So Rashi says, one of the Eitan pointed out during Seder this morning, Rashi says it's kilo egla rash. What does that kaf mean? Yesh lachkar. Lo egla rash itself might not be just because I'm doing mitzvahs, right? There's different types of lo egla rash. Lo egla rash is, yeah, I shouldn't do mitzvahs in the presence of mace. Lo egla rash also might mean I shouldn't bring a sefer Torah in. Right, but there's no mitzvah in bringing a sefer Torah into the room. Right, what's the mitzvah that I'm doing? That's a different din. That's that it's a bezayin and kedusha sefer Torah. Right, probably more than it's a bezayin in the nifter. That's a totally different type of loig l'rash. The Gemara says that is beferish, loig l'rash, not to bring the Sefer Torah in. Rabbi Parnas, who used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, when Yeshiva had its 100th anniversary, in 1986. So they put out a book called Yevol HaYevlos. So Rabbi Parnas wrote this Shtickel Torah in that Sefer about how there are different things in Shas that are called Lo Egel Rosh, and they mean totally different things, right? This is like a Rav Shachterism, that sometimes the same word means totally different things, etc. That was Rabbi Parnas's article regarding that. Now, in terms of this thing of not eating in front of the mace, there is a machlokes, as the way the Piskei Teshuva understands it, there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. The Taz writes that this din is only l'misha chayev b'kvurasai. According to the Taz, the reason not to eat in front of the mace is because I have to bury the mace. L'cha ora, the way we said it before, I might get carried away and not bury the mace, right? If I start eating, I might get carried away and not bury the mace. Therefore, we say, don't eat. The Shach writes that this din is true even the Shabbos. No? There's such a Shach, right? In Se'if Katan Gimel. Shach writes this din applies even the Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not going to bury the mace. You have no chiyuv to bury the mace on Shabbos. So the Piskei Teshuva and Se'if Katan Beis points out there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. He assumes it's a machlokes, and he writes that you should be machmir like the Shach, that the din applies that no one should eat in the presence of the mace. Now, lav gavka, is there a machlokes Shach and Taz? One could argue that the Shach is saying the din applies on Shabbos for the people who are mechuyev in the kavura. The din of Shabbos, that there's no aninos, is not an absolute din, right? You're allowed to be machshech al hatchum, lahavilo aron v'tachrichim. Even on Shabbos, there could be a trigger for aninos. So it could be klape this halacha of not eating in the presence of a mace. Those people who are chayiv in the kavura, it applies to on Shabbos. Lav dafka, isn't there a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz? Again, unlike what the Piskei Teshuva says, unlike what the Piskei Teshuva says, etc.
Why would it be a problem
So if it's on Shabbos, the reason why it's a problem is because I could decide if I'd want to, again, maybe it means on Shabbos late in the afternoon, it maybe means on Shabbos at a time, I could decide that I'm going to be osek in the mace. I could end up starting to walk, etc. outside. So don't eat in front of the mace because that will prevent me from being osek b'tzarchei a mace. Right, but someone who has no obligation to be osek b'tzarchei hameis, so the ora, one could argue that the Shach might agree with the Taz in that case. One second. Okay, I have, by the way, it's Chazon Ovadia, page 185, is where he discusses whether there is a Ptur Mimitzvah when you're on the airplane. Again, there's much more to say. Maybe tomorrow I want to talk about the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, which is more Se'if Hey. We'll talk about that. Se'if Beis, I'm not going to discuss now. Se'if Beis, we'll talk about more when we get to Shin Sadi Vav and the Taz over there. We'll discuss this. Now, I should note just one quick ha'ara. Everybody holds that by Nimser Lakasafim, you're putter from the Dinim of Aninos end. That's Beferish in the Gemara. That's Upkapaskin in Shulchan Aruch. There is a din of when I am holeich with the kasafim, and I putter, or am I not putter? There is, but everybody holds fundamentally, nimsa la kasafim, I'm putter, because I'm not going to be Isaac in the mace. How come then there's a machloikis between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh? Right? Why is the case of the relative bi'er acheres? Why is it we argue on the Rabbeinu Tam and we say that you're still as a chiyuv of aninos? L'chorah should be lo gara from nimsa l'kasofim. Because I'm not going to be osik in the mace at all. I'm in a different city. What's the difference? So the Chochmas Adam lost a son named Moshe, and he wrote a few books. His son was Nifty. He wrote a book, Zifru Torah Moshe, about Hilcha Shabbos. He wrote a book, Matzeves Moshe, on Inyane Avelos and Kavura, etc. His son Moshe was Nifter. The Chochmas Adam says a distinction as follows, that the Kasafim will definitely take care. They get paid. The halacha is, even in a situation where we assume that there's no din of shlichus, but there is a din of yad payel yad bal habayis, the Machne Ephraim writes, if I get paid, for sure we assume that you'll do what you have to do. Zaku chachmas odom, nimsar kasofim, is because the chevre kadisha gets paid. Since the chevre kadisha gets paid, you know for sure that they're going to take care of the kavura. But if you're in a different city, and the relatives in your city are supposed to take care of the kavura, they don't get paid. It could be that they'll decide not to do it. Or they'll decide, you know, it's too difficult for me. I'm not getting involved. You have to handle with the Beis HaKvaros. I'm not getting involved. They'll kind of throw their hands up. So in that case, you're not sure it will happen. So maybe in the Rabbeinu Tam case, the Achronim disagree, or the Rishonim and most Achronim, the Bach and the Shach are the exceptions, disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam, because that is a less absolute handing off than it is Nimsar HaKasofim. The din of Nimsar HaKasofim, if that's the case, only applies to Chevre Kadisha who gets paid. If the Chevre Kadisha doesn't get paid, so then the din of Nimsar HaKasofim doesn't apply. My aunt was Nifter last week, and my cousins did not go to the Kvura. They instead had a brother-in-law who's not a child of my aunt. The brother-in-law flew to Eretz Yisrael to do the Kvura. So my cousins began Shiva right away. According to this Cheshon, the Chochmas Adam, my cousins, the Chaira, should not be done with aninos and should not be able to be maskal avelos because they might still be involved. Because maybe the brother-in-law who's going to Eretz Yisrael, mehechatesi, that brother-in-law will take care of stuff appropriately and they still might be involved. And sometimes that actually happens, no? The Gemara has an expression that avelos begins when the avelim turn away by the shar ha'ir. That means that their mom should turn away by the shar ha'ir before phones, before whatever communication, you're done. That's like nimsal kasofim. Or nimsal kasofim could be when the chevre kadisha is going to take care of everything. But in this case, right, so the brother-in-law is going to go for the kavura. But if there's some issue that comes up, you don't think my cousins who stayed back in America are going to be involved in the trying to handle, it can happen all the time. Right, you stay back. I actually once sat on the Din Torah about somebody who was selling graves in the Beis Olam in Eretz Yisrael was double selling the graves. Selling the graves to two different people. Not a disaster. We couldn't handle this Din Torah. We had to pass it off to the Israeli Attorney General. This is not a criminal matter. No? The people wanted to start Shiva. But they can't, they're still involved. Why are they still involved? Because, you know, you get to Eretz Yisrael and they can't bury you. You're still involved. Right? Or are you going to still be involved until the kavura? Today there's a discussion. People like to zoom and see the levaya. Right? Does the shiva begin because you're not going on the plane the moment when you hand it over? Do I assume it's not really nimsal kasofim because maybe they won't do a good job? Or do I assume it's not really nimsal kasofim because I'm still involved in it? In the sense of I'm involved because I want to watch the Levaya. I'm involved because I'm on call. One could argue that it's not really called Nimsal HaKasofim. The minig is that it is. The minig is that, like what my cousins did, that they stopped aninus and they began Shiva right away, but it's not so pashut based on our cheshbon from the Chochmas Adam that only because the kasafim will definitely take care as opposed to the relatives who might not definitely take care. Gentlemen, any questions, comments, observations? I would usually say questions, comments, observations, or jokes. We're learning Hilchas Avelos, so we shouldn't make any jokes. Okay, have a good day.